And this is the first day of July, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from her favorite place in the world, New Orleans, Louisiana, is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. How are you, Becca?
Good morning, Northwest Arkansas.
You love New Orleans.
I do love New Orleans. And, you know, no matter how many times you've been here, you learn different things. We went on a walking tour yesterday that started in Jackson Square and wound up at the Ursuline Convent. Uh-huh. Did you know that the statue of Andrew Jackson that's in Jackson Square weighs 20,000 pounds, rather?
I did not know that. That's a heavy object.
It was assembled in pieces. It came from a foundry down sort of where Louis Armstrong Park is now. The artist's name was Clark Mills. And they brought it in pieces and assembled it in 1856. It was the first bronze equestrian statue cast in the United States by an American sculptor. Hmm. And the first equestrian statue in the world balanced on two legs. How's that for cool learning experiences in New Orleans?
And speaking of cool, we had an incredibly, for July or late June, early July, cool day yesterday and night and morning today. It's been...
I have been keeping up with you on Twitter, and I only can say it's a million degrees here, but I'm in New Orleans.
That's right. That's what you expect.
If you are, however, in Northwest Arkansas, you can plan ahead for an event called Funk on the 4th. It's the second annual American Funk Dance Party with DJ Derek, Mix 10, and DJ EJ that happens from 9 to 2 a.m.
Where does this take place?
This is on the 4th of July at the Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville, and admission is free.
Well, you can't beat that.
Or you can save your nickels because there's a band called Alabama Shakes coming to the Arkansas Music Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Kinder, the music writer for What's Up, says this is a marquee name.
Oh,
Grammy-nominated Southern rock band, and they will be there September 6th, the Friday night. Tickets for the 7:30 p.m. show are $38.50, and they are on sale now at amptickets.com. Also going on sale now are tickets for Vampire Weekend, which I know nothing about, but I sure like the name,
they'll
on
be...
September 25th.
Yeah, they'll be later in the fall as well, and their latest album has just come out.
See? I know nothing about music, but I know a lot about beignets, and I'm going to go have some now.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Becca. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.